The views expressed on this podcast are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of any organization or entity they may be affiliated with. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional regarding any decisions related to your specific circumstances.
Specific.
You're specific.
You're an asshole.
Everyone's got one.
Dude, I tell you, I saw his asshole the other day.
Yeah. You fucking spread in your cheeks, dog, like that?
He bent over, grabbed both cheeks, and spread them.
Brad Paisley told me to.
So. Yo, what the fuck?
He wanted me to check him for ticks.
How close did he get?
I was probably like 5 yards away.
It's healthy to bleach your dirt around. Star.
You didn't like bend over and like, you know, closed one eye. I was like, all right.
No, I was fucking flabbergasted. I turned around. He said, hey, there I got any ticks in here?
Won't be the first time I've seen this man's ass cheeks. The way he takes a piss.
It's the only way to do it in the country.
He takes a piss with his pants all the way to the ankles.
Pants down to the ankles, dog.
You have to.
No, that's just...
Be in the middle of the country, I'm like, you're going to get your mosquito ass in your butt cheek.
I mean, you had to check him for ticks, so...
I didn't check him for ticks. I turned around and saw his butthole. I was like, whoa!
Allegedly.
No.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Allegedly.
I just want to know where your asshole hair is.
Y'all have asshole hair?
I guess you were born lucky. You don't have much of it at all.
Yeah, you lucky bitch.
That's just a 30-year-old problem.
Nate's got a fucking forest down there.
Oh, yeah. I ain't lying.
Anyways, here's Dusty. He's the newest member of the podcast. Go ahead, introduce yourself, Dusty. Boo! Hold on, hold on. I'll help you out here.
I'm Dusty. What's up? Nah, yeah, I'm Dusty. I don't know what to say, honestly.
Where are you from, Dusty?
I'm from Texas.
What the fuck do you do, Dusty?
I'm
do
a
you
welder.
Even go here?
I don't. I just show up at the house sometimes. But
that's it? You just show up and...
Yeah. You just haven't kicked me out yet.
What? So what? We've known each other since junior high?
Yeah, it's honestly been a while.
Junior high, starting out, and then... You moved away forever and a day?
He didn't really move away. He moved
an hour away.
No, and then he joined the military.
And then, like, junior high style, I wanted to beat his ass, you know?
Yeah, dude.
He thought his shit didn't stink.
Yeah. Well, I did go to school with both of these guys. Then, you know, my parents, you know, they do what they do, you know? And then I had to go all the way to bumfuck Rogers. Then from there... went.
Rogers population of 600.
Probably less than that.
Yeah, I graduated with Nate's favorite sex position, 69 kids.
Yeah.
Top of my class, you know, everybody there in Coppers Cove, they're graduating probably 200th in their class. I'm a solid 15. So, I'm pretty smart. Then went to...
It really depends on the day.
You failed EMT twice. we'll get to that.
All right, here we go.
But then, you know, then I went, joined the Army because I was retarded and I was bored. Went 5,000 miles overseas to party Germany, getting fucked up on the plane there and then there all the time. And then to Hawaii. Didn't want to leave that place, but... what the wife says, you gotta do, I guess. So, back here in Texas.
It's not happy wife, happy life. It's happy spouse, happy house. Remember that.
Yeah, because when I'm not happy, ain't nobody happy.
Oh, we know that.
Fuck. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to leave Hawaii either, but it's too expensive to live there.
Not when you're in the military. Housing, yeah. All of that's paid for. Only thing that's expensive is the gas and the food.
How much was the gas out there?
I was there like before COVID and during COVID. Before COVID, it was like 330 which at the time was high as shit. And then when COVID hit, it was like $4.50 for regular gas.
Damn.
It was bad, but I still was vibing out there because I get to go to the beach every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the hiking's gorgeous out there.
Oh, yeah, all the hiking's.
It's the island life, man.
Except a Stairway to Heaven. Everyone, you see the ending pictures of it, and you're like, all right, that's beautiful. But you don't. What they don't tell you is you don't get to do the stairway part because that's illegal. So you got to hike the back way up there, and that is an 11-mile hike. 5.5 miles up, like, the trail is going straight up. It's as narrow as your body. It's like 40-mile-an-hour wind when you get up there. And then when you get to the top, to see the stairs, you got to climb a rope. So if you're terrified of heights like I am, and my buddy Joe was, yeah, lo and behold, we didn't make it to the top because my buddy chickened out, and he was like, I ain't doing that shit.
Nate, I bet you wouldn't even make it a mile up the hill.
Damn, you sure right.
Just a few weeks ago, we went hiking. You were getting overheated in the shade.
Yup. I need to go back working out, like, working in the garage in the heat.
Oh, man. You got to get acclimated to the heat, bro. We just had triple digits today.
For what, the first time?
It's the third time this year. Damn. And it'll be August next week, which is crazy.
Already. We just started 2025.
So let's just recap from the last episode, shall we? We ended the episode on a bet.
Oh, God.
You want to tell them how it went?
Yeah, I lost by, like, what, 3 pounds?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why'd
you lose, Nate?
Because I decided to go on a nice family vacation to the Virgin Islands.
But this has been pre-planned for how long?
I don't know. I don't remember.
For a while, and you still made that bet. And I told you you're going to lose because you're going out.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, Dusty and I are excited about this steak dinner.
Oh, you're going to have to wait like a year for that now.
No. Yeah. I gave you till the end of the year.
We never shook on it.
It's fucking recorded.
Okay, yeah, it can be recorded, but we never.
This is a binding agreement.
You could take that binding agreement and shove it up where the sun don't shine.
It's the fact that you thought you were going to win, go into an island where the food is just incredible. Fresh food, beautiful views.
It was very incredible, but it was expensive as fuck.
How much did you spend out there?
Like $2,000.
God damn.
A fucking plate of 8 wings, just 8 singular wings, was $22. And then you got to take a taxi everywhere. You can't walk everywhere. And it's like $15 a head. It's fucking ridiculous.
You spent $30 just for you two to get somewhere?
Yeah, like 2 miles. The island's only like fucking 3 miles. Oh my God.
Dusty's new to all this. He's still learning how to do whatever the fuck he's doing over here.
But yeah, so it was like 2 miles, you know, up. But it took like 20 minutes to get there. Because, you know.
Why don't you just fucking walk? Well, never mind. Your wife can't do it.
No. But it was so beautiful. I did not want to leave.
Speaking of wings, this boy Tyler over here is probably the biggest wuss I've ever seen in my life when it comes to spicy anything. Like, I kid you not, dude. I barely put just a smidge of that fire in the hole sauce on his, and this boy started crying in the restaurant.
I did tear up, but he's fucking lying. He scooped that piece of french fry with all the seasonings on it and gave it to me, acting like he's been eating this whole time. He hasn't even... He nibbled it in like a fucking toddler. And he, and then his wife, just drinking the fucking sauce, she don't have any taste buds.
That is true.
But... And then I saw him have a whole one, and he's over there like... like, yeah, motherfucker.
To be fair, I did try it already. I just didn't put as much on, you know. I know what it tastes like, and it's just not a good flavor. It's not that it's too hot.
So there's this,
I lost all my taste buds for that rest of that burger.
No, there's this place I want to go to called Dave's Hot Chicken, and they have like this chicken roulette where it's like four mild, three hot, and then one Reaper, and they all look the same.
When I see you eat spicy food, you turn fucking red and you're sweating like a bitch.
Oh yeah, because it's hot. But I don't cry like you.
I didn't cry. I got teary eyed. I didn't actually cry.
All right, I'll say this out loud right here. I will give Tyler $100 if when we go to Dave's, he tries their challenge, which is, what is it, like the one Reaper?
Yep, just a one Reaper chicken sandwich.
Just one Reaper chicken sandwich. I'll give you $100 if you just take about 5 bites of that motherfucker.
You got to eat at least over half.
Okay, what qualifies as a bite?
Half.
You know what a bite is. You know. You eat, motherfucker. Like, take a normal bite. 5 of them at least.
Hmm. All right. Bet.
Okay.
No, shake on it.
No, it's recorded.
All right. We're in it now.
But yeah, Nate, you have till the end of the year to pay off that steak bet.
Yep. Whenever I,
December 31st.
I'll do it at December 31st at 11:59.
Ain't no one going out on fucking New Year's Eve.
Well, I guess
we'll be out here getting fucking drunk.
True. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time away. I don't know why we're talking about that.
Not really.
It feels like it's forever away. No. We haven't hit Halloween yet.
You fucking blink.
It feels like yesterday was the fucking first.
Yeah.
Of January.
I don't know about that.
This year has been fucking hell.
This year has been a fucking terrible year.
I'm celebrating the end of this bitch.
We got to.
Loud and proud.
I can't do this shit anymore.
Everybody's struggling this year.
Yeah. But let's all, when it's time, let's all, like, pitch in a little bit and get a shitload of fireworks. And just fucking let them off.
Hell yeah. Yeah, if we start a fire, we know how to put it out.
That is very true.
Anyways, we only have a few days left until college football starts.
Woo, woo, woo. Go Baylor.
Is it a few days?
You only like Baylor because of Robert Griffin. That's the only fucking reason.
Yeah, now he's gone and retired.
I call Robert Griffin the Cookie Monster.
What?
That dude fucking smiles, dude. He can open up a jar with that mouth, dude.
Stop, dude.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's funny.
But yeah, I'm ready to see Manning, you know, take it all the way to a natty.
The biggest game of the year, potentially, is the very first game at noon. That's crazy.
Wait, Dusty, who's your team?
Dude, it's so hard to be a college football fan of the team that I am. I'm born and raised, or I wouldn't say raised, but I was born in Lubbock. I'm a diehard Texas Tech fan, dude.
Oh, fucking Raider Rash.
We can't even fucking win.
That's with why he Mahomes. Has no fucking hair in his ass.
We can't win with Baker Mayfield, not even Michael Crabtree, dude. You know how much faith I have in my team to actually make it all the way? I don't.
Hey, but you know, they're signing crazy players right now because their NIL deals are insane. They got the oil fields behind them.
It don't matter, dude. We ain't going to win.
No, you're right. You ain't going to win.
Yeah, you are.
They don't have the coaching staff. They don't have the endurance.
At first,
they
I don't thought have you were, the grit. At first, I thought you were an Aggies fan. You always wore a Texas A&M Aggie shirt.
He fucking wears any shirt he has in his closet.
Yeah.
Just like this. I mean, true. I mean, you go to an Italian restaurant and order a steak. I mean,
but you won't ever see me wearing a fucking Texas A&M or Oklahoma Sooner or fucking Georgia shirt.
All my family, to be fair, are Texas A&M fans. They go to college there. So, naturally, I have a shit ton of Texas A&M stuff. But, you know, back on the Texas Tech thing, you know, like, I know they're going to suck. But I know there's no hope. Because when I play College Football 26, I still can't take them all the way.
Are you talking about the video game?
Even the game knows.
All right. Who do you have? Texas, Oklahoma, or Ohio?
Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
I see Texas going all the way.
Hopefully.
I might see... I would want them to lose one game this year. Only because you get way too cocky toward the end. You're undefeated. You need to have a loss.
That's what happened last year.
You need to have a loss. Get humbled again. Become the underdog again. And win it through.
Or, I have a thing here. So, y'all had y'all's bet about the steakhouse, you know. I say y'all go another month, and since it'd technically be double or nothing, you know, the loser buys all three the Red Rival game for college football. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot fucking expensive.
Yeah. It works out for me, though.
Yeah, because this is the man that's been fucking training us.
Tell him why you're training us. What's your qualification that you got?
I was a master fitness trainer. I did the 3PT, which in the Army, that's to train all the freaking pregnant women. Then I've also that's been... You, Nate. I've also been working on...
What the fuck?
Yeah, that is Nate.
Bitch, your stomach goes out farther than mine.
Yeah. Well, let's not pull out the pictures.
You're lucky there ain't no cameras around.
No, that's the next phase of this show is to have cameras.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess my biggest flex for, like, the gym and all of that is... I was the number one out of 15,000 people in the 10th Mountain Division for the physical fitness test, which was the APFT. No, not the APFT, the ACFT. So that was, and I got, my buddies made fun of me in the Army for it, but my wife framed it on the wall and everything. Every time they see
Hell
it,
yeah.
They give me shit for it. But now that I'm out, I'm actually kind of proud of it.
I tell you, I get so tired of the shit he comes up with at the gym. We have this part of the gym. It's just like a it's like a studio room. It's hardwood floor.
I call it the dungeon.
It's the fucking dungeon. He comes up with the weirdest, most difficult HIIT training exercises. And we did chest day last week, and we started in the dungeon. This motherfucker had us doing 100 push-ups and then hit the bench press for try to get, like, what, 20 pounds below our max or something?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even do 150 on that fucking bench press. I was cooked.
Oh, yeah.
I was cooked.
Mm-hmm. This last workout wasn't bad.
You did my favorite day yesterday.
Buying tri day after you've been working out for a while, it's never that bad. You just, your muscles get real tight, and then by the end of it, you should be good, unless you're just a fat fuck. And then you're pretty exhausted the next few days. But
hey, the first time I did it, I was like, oh, fuck me. Same with leg day. I remember the first time Nate and I went to the gym. We haven't got that fatigued since then. Well, I haven't. But we came back after leg day. We could not get up the stairs in my house. We had to scoot up the stairs step by step. And then he did an ambulance ride out like the next day. And he was struggling. He had to pull himself up like he was a fucking crane to get himself in the back of that box.
Yeah.
Every single time. The step
was so steep. I was like, oh.
It's really not that steep, y'all.
It's not, but it's really not. It's just like a normal step. But after you work out legs, you're just like, what the fuck?
That's because we haven't worked out in so long. Just like I did, what was it, like an 11 and a half minute mile the last time I was at the gym with you? Oh, dude, yeah. I was fucking hauling ass, and both of my legs felt super fucking itchy. Hey, and you saw that blood flow.
Yep.
I was cooked, and then the 100 push-ups. Fuck.
Speaking of that, like, Tyler made me feel like shit the other day, because, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, my wife's going to come to the gym with us today, and I had a shoulder plan for everybody. And he didn't tell me that his wife has a fucked up shoulder. So then I did a banger job for that day. You know, I had the whole thing planned, and I noticed that she's struggling the whole time, and I had no clue that she needed surgery on her shoulder. And then what, the next 2 days her shoulder pops out and now she's having surgery. And I felt like shit because of that. Thank you for that.
Honestly, I forgot about it because it's been so long. That happened like, what, 2021? And then it got better. She didn't have any issues. And then she went to the gym. She's like, oh, my shoulder is fucking hurting again. And then next morning after the shower, it dislocated and she popped it back in. Now she's getting scheduled for surgery here to get it fixed.
Yeah.
God, Dusty, you're a piece of shit, man. What the fuck?
You ripping ass over there?
Yeah, you see that smirk on his face?
I was wondering because you leaned away from him, and then you said that.
No.
Oh.
And Nate's not any better, dude. In front of the gym owner, like 2 days ago, he's laying out there on the gym floor with making a huge ass puddle, and she's over there just like looking at me like I'm an asshole for making him go outside. But I thought he was about to pass out on the floor, honestly.
Did she say anything to you?
No.
She was like, this fat fuck.
Probably.
This fucking whale out of water.
She was actually proud of him for a little bit for doing tires outside until she saw him like sprawled out on the floor.
I'm sure no one even uses those tires.
No, they're filled with water.
And mosquitoes.
And mosquitoes.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was tires there.
And it's like a long straightaway on that side of the building. Just
like the last time we did tires, we did it at the fire station.
Nate came out of there looking like a crackhead on his legs.
I still do.
That's how I was out here when I was mowing today. I was eating the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had all that historic rainfall lately. All the lakes are full, though.
Get a couple jet skis. Just
I don't know. There.
Speaking of that, I don't even want to go to the lakes. I want to go to the coast. Catch me some of them huge fish that Nate was talking about on his fishing game yesterday.
Yup.
Had me fired up. I was ready to go that night.
I was playing this game called Fishing Planet on Xbox.
When are you not playing a game on Xbox? That should be the cover of this episode, is you playing Xbox and that cartoon character.
What?
If anybody didn't know, what we're talking about right now is Nate is probably the world's best backwards controller game player that there is.
Woo, woo.
They got a professional picture of him, gut hanging out. I mean, a luscious amount of hair going from his chest pubes all the way down his ball throat. He looked good, okay? And, yeah, he's pretty good. But what got me on the fishing off the coast is that Nate was talking last night, and he was like, dude, you should see how much they're paying me to catch these fish off the coast. And I'm like, well, if there's any semblance to the real world with that, dude, we can make some money if we catch some tuna.
Well, there used to be a show, what is it called, like Wicked Tuna? And you would catch a tuna, and then they'll cut off the head, and then they'll weigh it. And then they get like a, you know, price per pound. And it'll be like $3,000 or $4,000.
We're going to turn this into an intervention. Nate, what time did you go to bed last night?
Like 2 a.m.
What were you doing?
Playing games.
He'll play games from like 8 o'clock at night to 2 a.m. and then wake up at fucking 6 and wonder why he's tired all the damn time.
I mean, that's a superpower in its own, you know, like 10 o'clock comes, I could be the most coherent person, then I am running into walls. I don't even know that I'm asleep, but I can hear everything going around me. Yeah, it when I hit my wall, it comes quick.
We left Topgolf a couple weeks ago, and we were driving home at like 1:30 a.m. He had the hardest time staying in his fucking lane.
Fell asleep at the stoplight.
You fell asleep at the stoplight?
Dude. It's not like his wife could drive, because she can't see in the dark.
Nope.
I fell asleep at that stoplight, but I didn't realize it because, like, my vision was blurry. Like, I could see, like, I feel like in my mind I could see the stoplight. And then here comes Tyler. I'm like, holy shit. That shit woke me up, dude. I almost shit my pants. I kid you not.
I wasn't even going that fast either. I just fucking right past him.
Well, yeah, it was pretty loud. It seemed louder to me than it probably was, but it got me. We could have stayed the night at a hotel that night, but Tyler decided to sign us up for some fucking parade.
Whoa. I did not sign us up for shit. I wouldn't have done that parade if it wasn't for you. And we're all part of a fire department. We're not going to drop the name of it, but we're all part of a fire department. And Dusty's sitting here in the business meeting. Nate just got voted in. And they ask, anybody wants to do this parade this coming Saturday? And Dusty raises his hand, and he's like, we'll do it right here. And then Nate raises his hand. He's not even voted in yet.
I didn't raise my hand.
Yes, you did.
Speaking of that motherfucker, he didn't even come in.
You did raise your hand.
No, I didn't.
And then you put your hand down and said, well, after I get voted in. And you said that as you were bringing your hand down, and I was over there laughing.
No, because
and then you didn't even fucking show up.
Nope. No, because that I'm.
But you showed up for a call at 6 in the morning. We had to be there at 7. You left, went home, and you could have just fucking stayed for 45 minutes and done that parade. You went home and went to bed. You woke up after the parade was over.
No, actually.
That's fact.
Actually, I stayed up until the next night.
You kept saying, I got to go home. I got to pack all my stuff. I can't get ready for my trip. Work. But you didn't do any of that shit until the night before.
I worked.
No, that's not. You
weren't
fucking
working right then and there, and we were doing that parade. I know you weren't.
That's not what happened.
You told me you weren't.
This dude right here fucking decided to sleep instead of come with us. And you know why he was sleeping? Because he was tired. And why was he tired? Because he was trying to win this bet with Tyler, and he wasn't eating for 2 days at a time. So, of course, you're tired of shit.
And this right there, that's breaking a rule that we set on this podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And you still lost.
At least I had my fun on my vacation.
Huh?
I said at least I had fun on my vacation.
You were gone for only 4 days.
Still, it was 4 days away from you.
You kept fucking calling me. If you weren't calling me, your daughter was calling me. Yeah. I answered it, and she said, can I see Emma?
That's cute, though.
She didn't want to talk to me.
She said, fuck you. Kid. I want to talk to my best friend.
Yeah, so Dusty and I, oh, this is a funny story. So we're out there at the parade, and it's taking forever to start. We're just sitting there in the AC, just chilling. And it started, and we had another guy with us, and he jumped on the catwalk, and we were in a little brush truck, a little booster truck. And we're going through the town. Nice little good parade, small town parade. And a part of this parade is the audience squirts water, sprays hoses, or water balloons, right? We're in the cab. We're all nice and dry. He's getting freaking hammered back there with water balloons and some lady with a water hose. And Dusty was slow down and let the kids have fun. I'll tell you what. His name's Isaiah. He was a fucking good sport with these kids. They had a blast. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I heard him in the back. He's like, go, 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 go. And I kid you not, I act like I didn't hear a word he was saying because I wanted him to get splashed with that shit water.
It was awesome. He was a good sport, though.
He was. And then I felt bad for him, so I was like, you know what? And I'm going to roll down my window. I'm going to be a good sport.
No, you fucking wasn't. He rolls his window down. I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and he grabs his seat and leans it all the way back, and I got squirted in the face.
I kid you not, that water smells so bad. I was like, this ain't happening no more.
Shout out to Isaiah. He's actually listened to every episode.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
They did you dirty.
Yeah, there's no they. That was all Dusty. No. I kept having to tell Dusty. I'm like,
you're guilty by association.
Catch up with the rest of the entourage. And he's like, oh, that's a big gap. Okay. And then he's like, oh, this lady's got a water hose. And he slows way down.
That was pretty funny. Honestly, I didn't realize why he was getting in that all that get up. I was like, he's putting in a helmet to stand out there. Yeah. It didn't make a difference in the end.
No, you got to be back there next year and you get drenched.
Yeah, Nate should.
Nate.
Yeah, Nate should.
Because he fucking ghosted us.
I didn't ghost nobody.
Dusty, do you think he ghosted us?
He ghosted us.
Absolutely. Dusty was so fucking mad at you that morning. He's like, he's going to raise his hand and say he's going to go and then not go.
Yeah, I was pretty mad.
You can be mad. Stay mad. That doesn't matter to me. Get off me. Don't touch me. That's assault.
That's not assault.
Banged it.
Fucker.
It's only assault if you don't like it and you absolutely love your nipples being touched.
Why are you always telling my secrets, dog?
Dude, you're cutting glass right now, bro.
I am. It's kind of hard right now. I ain't going to cut. I'm gonna feel the other. Nope, it's soft.
Fuck you, Nate.
Fuck you, Tyler. Anyway.
All right, so let's talk about your exam.
I don't want to talk about that shit.
We got to talk about it.
Nope.
What happened?
I will stay quiet.
Just what happened? What do you think happened? And if in case y'all didn't know, you know the last episode, Nate was going to do his National Registry exam.
Yeah, that shit didn't go well at all. Times two.
Better or worse than the first time?
Worse.
Why? What happened? What did you do differently this time?
I feel like I did more. Shut up, Dusty, piece of shit.
You sure took your time.
I did, and I did worse.
Dusty and I were in the freaking truck. Or actually, we weren't in the truck. We were in your wife's car, which, by the way, is the most uncomfortable piece of shit I've ever sat in.
Yep,
that's that fine. AC don't work in that.
The AC either. Fucking's trash when it's parked, and the headrest well, is like a fucking rock.
Well, that's because it has the auto off.
No.
So, like, when you stop, it stops the engine?
I'm trying to keep this planet warm, okay? I want that AC blowing.
You said this planet? I mean, you ain't lying.
Secondly, those headrests, it's like your head is on a rock.
Yep.
But anyways, yeah, he took fucking forever. He probably came down to, like, 20 minutes left in this two-hour test, and he only has to get, like, 70 to 120 questions. It's an adaptive test. So what happened? I know we talked about it this morning.
I think it's when, like, how they ask the question, and then I'll be like, oh, okay, this is how they're asking it. And then I'll read it again, and I'll be like, well, no, this is how they're asking it. And then I get confused, and then I'm like, well, shit.
Well, I'm just going to reiterate to what I said this morning. You were studying pocket prep.
I was.
And you were repeating the same questions. And yep. So at this point, you had the correct answers memorized. And then we got to the actual exam. You didn't see those same questions. And you're like, I don't have these fucking questions memorized. I think that's what bit you in the butt.
Yep.
But you sent me something yesterday.
I think it was today.
Or today. Yep. And it was some file thing. Some guy did a whole bunch of notes to help prepare for the test. And you said you're going to use that for the next time. But you got to fucking get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got. Or go to pilot school for God's sake.
That ain't gonna cut it. You know how long a pilot is broken until they actually start making money? A long fucking time.
Just depends on who you know. If you're a private, you can make some money with that. Commercial, that takes a long time. At least 10 years, if you're lucky.
You usually go to commercial as soon as you're out of the military. But because you already have those fucking flight hours they're asking for. But going in with fucking zero, like, you get what, 10?
Well, you can do...
Do you get 10 after your basic piloting license? Or how many hours do you get after you're done with that?
You got to do 40 hours for your private pilot's license to be able to do, like, you know, your solo cross country. Or, mm-hmm. or maybe it's a little bit more, I don't remember. But that's about $4,000 alone. Just for that license.
You just get your EMT done, get it on a good department. Even if it's a fire department, get into a good department, make some overtime money, and pay for your pilot's license. Then you have a fun secondary job hobby that you can do. But you gotta get something.
Something.
You just gotta pass that damn test, bro. Was I disappointed when you sent me those results?
Yo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, how is this fucking worse than the first time?
Just different types of questions.
And this is one of those tests where it's never the same. Like, I'm sure all those questions you had were probably, you probably didn't see a repeated question that you had the first time, did you?
No, not at all. I think there's like maybe like four or five different versions.
The test bank that they use to pull questions from is freaking huge.
So it's probably over like 1,200 questions.
You have to know your shit. And if you don't know your shit, then you're not going to pass.
Yeah.
But you just got to study. I think you'll get it next time. Dusty, we're going to do his application tonight to the college so he can actually get his shit done. Because he's got to go see this lady tomorrow, Dusty.
If I can go tomorrow, who knows?
It'd take 20 minutes. Depends. It's quick. Her name's Ashley. She's super chill. She's kind of ditzy, but... No, she's real ditzy, but
like Nate, like the job, my dream job, you know, I've been telling Nate this, I want to be an EMS pilot, but
like pretty much what Craig does.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not they're not providers. They're just straight pilots. They don't do patient care.
Like, yeah.
I don't want to take care of a patient.
I want to play Top Gun. I'm getting in my helicopter on the top of the hospital. I'm flying. I'm landing. I see I see Nate and I see Tyler when they're in their little volunteer stuff, like flagging me in. And I'm like, I'm coming, boss! I'm landing that sucker. I'm picking them up. I'm going. I'm waving. They're looking at me like I'm just this superhero, you know, like...
Oh, God.
Like, what's his name? People used to compare me to Goose, you know, like, I'm Goose flying that sucker.
You make me want to throw up.
All right.
His head no, those just are just, bigger they're just bigger. Pilots. They don't... Most of them are ex-military pilots.
But that's my dream job.
Yeah, you missed your calling. You should have became a pilot in the military.
I was trying to, and then...
Were you too dumb?
Well, I passed my flight altitude test. I got my warrant officer's recommendation. And then when it came down to sign the contract was just too long. And me being a kid, I was just too scared.
How many years was it?
They're telling me 15 years.
What?
And I don't... How true that is, I don't fucking know. But when you tell a kid that, I'm like, hell no. What if I don't like it within the first couple years? But warrant officer life wouldn't have been too bad.
My absolute dream job, I wish I would have did it, was one of two things. Coast Guard rescue swimmer, right? Or a PJ.
A what?
A PJ.
A BJ?
PJ.
Oh,
Parrot jumper for the United States Air Force, which is just, it's a paramedic on a helicopter, usually a Black Hawk, and they're responding into the hot zone to pull out victims while shooting suppressive fire while taking care of their patients. It's one of the special operators for the United States Air Force. That was a fucking dream job. I didn't even fucking do it.
Well, that dream job...
You know, it's not too late. I can still do it.
No, no, no. You'd have to go from dad bod to hot bod. Because your knees right now could not survive that jump. Because I was also airborne. So, I mean, when you jump, they release you. I don't care if you're a PJ or a... artillery man, dude, they release you at the lowest survivable height that there is. So when you hit that ground, dude, you fucking smack that ground, dude. Like, no matter if you're bracing for it, your knees are already a little bent. Dude, you feel that from your feet all the way to your fucking neck when you hit that ground. It hurts.
I'm already too old to join. I know I can do it. I can join, but I make a lot of money what I'm doing now. Why the fuck would I want to go backwards?
True.
But if it's your dream job, is it
going backwards? Nah. It's going backwards.
You'd be going from the Frasier to Hot Frasier. You know, if you got it.
This man's doing you dirty.
Nah. He's working on it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Fucking as of this morning, I'm right there at the cusp.
Dude, in Tyler's defense, though, I have tasted that brisket, beautiful, and his wife's cooking, and their cooking is freaking exquisite. Also, my wife's is exquisite, too, but I had to throw that in there. But still, they can get down in the kitchen, so I understand why they are where they are, you know.
I'm right there at the cusp. You know, when a couple gets together, they get that comfort weight on, you know what I'm saying?
Yup.
But no, it's coming off. As of this morning, I'm 18 pounds down. I have 1 pound to go and I'm out of the 300 pound club.
Where are you at, Nate?
I don't know, I haven't weighed myself.
No, Nate's doing good for himself, too, before he went on vacation.
I was.
It actually went down before vacation, just for the record. He went hardcore for 2 fucking weeks. He went hardcore. He didn't fucking stop. You go on vacation, and he's like, fuck it. My trainer's out. He didn't tell me what to do. I don't know anything from the gym. It's foreign to me.
Like, we have it worked out for like a month and a half already.
No, it's been longer than a month and a half before the bet. It was almost 3 months, probably, before the bet.
Is this how this whole podcast is going to go?
No. This isn't just a roast session on you. I'm just saying. I gave you a compliment.
Roast Nate Chesson for the whole fucking podcast.
You went 2 weeks hardcore, and then he goes on vacation. And I even asked you. I went to the gym twice that week. I went at work, and I went one day here by myself. You You said, well, Dusty didn't tell me what to do, so I ain't going. Fuck you, Dusty.
And I
would never say that.
That's what you said. I don't even want to hear it from Nate, dude. He made me a fat rock star this morning, and he had his buddy do it for him. So, I mean.
What the fuck's a fat rock star?
He found a picture with me on a wig on it, went to ChatGPT, and me's fat as fuck, then put it in the chat for everyone to see. So he chose violence today, so don't feel sympathy for him.
Well, you're just dropping them other pictures like it was nothing. Fuck you.
I had one for each day, okay?
Yeah, what'd you say? Whenever I feel like dropping a picture, I'm going to drop it. Fuck you.
But no, he did. He went hardcore for 2 weeks, and then he stopped that week, and then he was he got busy at work because he got his fucking pee-pee smacked in the ground because he wasn't doing his work like he's supposed to, and then he focused on that. He said, "Fuck everybody else, fuck all the other obligations he's made. I got to get this done so I don't get fucking fired."
Yep.
Didn't go to the gym.
Had to walk in.
Then he went on vacation. And then he wonders why he didn't beat me. I think he might have beat me. I think he would have beat me if he did it all. I had a lot of cheat days.
He lost 7 pounds in the first week. That's pretty good.
Most of that's water weight.
Weight and not eating, but I mean, still, 7 pounds is nothing to laugh about. You know, that's pretty decent. That's a pound a day.
I think you would have won.
I would have.
But now I'm afraid you're back to your starting weight. No?
No.
Where you at? What do you think you're at?
I'm like 268.
That's 12 pounds.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah. You started at 280. 281, yeah.
281?
Mm-hmm.
That's 13 pounds.
Yeah. So I lost.
You got to get down to what, 190?
Give or take, maybe 200.
I think 200 is too heavy for you.
Technically, the non-obese weight is one.
Yeah, you can't go off that.
It was like 160, and I'm like,
no. You can't go off that because that's including like little to no muscle mass. That's
180 like, is a good ratio for you.
Like you should probably be under 200 for your height.
Yeah,
like under 200, you'll still be a little pudgy. You get to 180, I mean, you'll start seeing definition everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Nate, every time we're doing push-ups or we're doing planks, he's like, man, look at these veins. This is a new vein that popped out of my forearm. Look at that.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
But no, I think he would have won.
I would have, but... Oh, well, it is what it is.
That's fine. We'll do another 30 days.
And you know, this guy right here, he's like, you know what? I already know I won. Hey, Lacey, go in the kitchen and make some cookies. I'm like, this dude, this guy, what an asshole.
Like I said, I did have quite a few cheat days. I did. That's fine. But I still won. Now, I'm incorporating something completely different in this next 30 days. It's going to be going to the gym and doing the gym workouts. But I'm also going to do 10,000 steps a day. Every day. Because there's a lot of days where I'm just sitting here like 2,000, 3,000 steps. I remember when we first started doing this over a year ago, we would be walking out here on the road.
Yeah.
We'd be walking in the neighborhood. It's triple digits outside just to get our 10,000 steps in. I lost 20 pounds when we just did walking.
Yeah. That's how I really got acclimated to the heat.
No, you were already acclimated. You would work in your fucking garage when it's 104 degrees outside all day.
True.
That's good.
Had the fan on my... Never mind.
He had a fan on his balls, and he had like 3 energy drinks on his fucking desk.
Yup.
I'd go out there, and you know, you still ate like shit, but you had bowls of fucking cereal, bowls of all kinds of lunches all over the fucking place. You had a trash can next to your desk full of energy drinks. And you're on like your second or third one of the... Speaking of which, you're fucking drinking one right now. Second, a shout out to C4 Energy Drinks.
Yes, sir.
You would fucking be drinking like 2 or 3 a day.
It's the best flavor.
I've cut back to 1 energy drink a day.
Yeah, I only do like 1 a day. Depends, really.
Shit's so bad.
And a lot of times, like, I'm doing those clean energy drinks now. I really like that peach one.
Those yerba mates, they're the shit.
But every now and then, I got to go to the Old Faithful and get a bang, peach bang. But I'm moving more toward like the Spark stuff from Advocare.
For me, I try to cut out all those energy drinks, and I usually am on my mushroom coffee. Super good for you. And the best part is, unless you have a shitting problem like my boy Nate over here.
This man would go like 4 or 5 days without pooping.
Yeah.
No, I poop every day, like 3 times a day.
Depends on where I'm at.
You'll go days without taking a shit, and you're like, oh, my stomach hurts, I don't feel good.
Depends on where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. But, like I was saying, that's the best thing about mushroom coffee is it's not like normal coffee where as soon as you drink it, when your body has no use for the caffeine, the extra caffeine that you don't need, you're shitting it out. But the mushroom coffee don't do that shit, which is the best part.
I still haven't tried that.
I got some for you.
I'll try it.
You just need some creamer.
Yeah, it's a must. It's a must. It tastes like shit without it.
I've also been trying to work on my water intake lately. Yesterday, I drank a gallon and some change of water. Dude, and I'll be honest with you. I've kind of sucked at this whole drinking thing the last 30 days of water. I was just drinking random shit, but I wasn't drinking water. But I started yesterday. I'm at work. I'm like, dude, every fucking 20 minutes I had to piss. So I'm laying down for my rehab time. And I couldn't fall asleep for almost 3 hours. Because every time I laid down, 20 minutes later, I had to get a piss. And it looked like I was peeing water. It was like, oh, now I'm overhydrated. Fuck. But, no, got to work on my hydration, cut out the energy and junk.
That's the life hack for you right there. Is drink a bottle of water before you go to bed and a bottle of water when you wake up. It does wonders for you. It really does. I've tried to get Nate to do it.
He doesn't even have, well, he does have a bedtime, but he doesn't have even a set schedule in life.
Nope.
This dude thought 3 glasses of water.
Here we go again.
Was a gallon.
No, I didn't. Why are you lying?
Not what happened with that.
I was like, he made it sound so believable that I was like, am I retarded or like, there's no way. But yeah, that was pretty funny. Gaslight motherfucker.
I can be good at it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you're good at bullshitting.
Yup. I learned from the best.
It ain't me.
Yeah, it is.
I just tell you how it is.
Sure. I'll
go with that. Speaking of which, what time are you going to bed tonight?
2 in the morning. Probably 2 in the morning.
Probably 2 in the morning if he doesn't find some Netflix show to watch until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I was watching Squid Games, and I was up until like 5.
That was one day. Most of the time, it's fucking Xbox.
Yep.
Hey, this guy's a fucking pro in Call of Duty.
No, I'm not.
He's a damn sweat,
as
they call him.
No,
I know I can play with the controller backwards, but...
I once thought he was a pro, but Nate is a semi-pro compared to his cousin.
Yeah.
His cousin's an actual sweat. Or that streamer that I got on with Tyler that one day. That dude actually pretty damn good.
That's Texas raised.
Yep.
But I was... every time I fucking play, I'm like, yeah, you guys are going to carry me. Make sure you buy me back at the buy station.
It's because your controller is jacked up and you got a TV that looks like it's... has a blue filter on it.
Yeah, that is very true. But you can see the difference in the lobbies when you like join my game and then when you play alone.
When Dustin and I are playing without you, when you were on vacation, we were fucking winning. We were having a great time. We play with you. We're like, fuck.
As soon as my booties touch the ground, dude, I'm already getting gunned down.
Like, these dogs are tired.
It makes the game not fun. It feels like I'm working.
But anyways, well, Dusty, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, started off rocky. You know, I felt like
you had to warm
when
up
they
a little
when
bit.
They told me to introduce myself, I'm like, golly, dude, I feel like I'm at like the first day of first fucking school, no, like in middle school. I'm like,
my name is Dusty, and I went to Rogers High School.
Or even a better analogy on that, like, you know, when Ricky Bobby. Apparently became fucking famous. He was like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what you want me to say now. Exactly how that felt.
It's like you said, it's like going to school, but it's like in the middle of the school year where everybody already knows each other. Everybody has their little cliques, and you're just sitting there like,
what's up, bitches?
Yeah.
The name's Dusty.
Yeah, I'm like looking at a blank wall right now with two people that already know me. I'm like, where the fuck do you want me to start? You know?
You know, we should get your dad on here as a special guest.
Does anybody have 2 hours to carve out to listen to him? He's going to be here for a while.
I think it'll be a good show. But we'll have to say, what's up, Jackie?
Jackie Ray.
Is that like his actual name?
Yeah, his first name's Jackie. That's why he goes by JR.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lacey walked up last weekend. We were out there at the farm. And I'll take this whole setup to the farm, right? We'll set up somewhere out there. And she said, what's up, Jackie? He fucking grabbed the water hose and sprayed her. I think that would be a good episode.
Yeah. This man's like,
you're going to have to say TVMA before you start that episode.
Hey, the opinions on this podcast are solely those of the host and guest.
Yeah. It'd just be like Craig's episode.
Oh, that one was freaking crazy.
Yeah.
That one was wild.
But that's one funny dude.
Did I even post that episode yet?
I think you have. I hope.
Let me look.
You're going to have to edit the shit out of that one.
I think that was my problem.
There's too much to edit.
I was like, Craig, you can't. And, you know, I'm not, like, it was more of like, I wouldn't say it was too much to edit because I don't like to pull a lot of things out of here. But I did not post it. All right. Craig Fairbrother is going to be coming up eventually. Anyways, peace out, yo.
Bye. Adios.